Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Didn't know we were going to have our next guest on at this point. Thought maybe we would talk about the football game Saturday in Ann Arbor, but we're going to save that until Saturday, the Jack and Tom Show, 8 to 11. We'll have plenty of time to talk about a very, very important day to a lot of people in mid-Michigan. But something else takes priority, takes precedent, and that is a couple of horrific accidents that occurred yesterday. And so far, we know we have at least five people who have died as a result of that, and we hope that number does not continue to climb. But Tom Crawford, my Saturday morning co-host, certainly very, very familiar with one of the people who passed away, and that is Josh Eady. And as a result of that, he and his sister killed in a crash in Missouri, really decimated the East Lansing High School student body and the football team of which Josh was a part. And there is a vigil tonight, I believe 7:30, and I want to bring Tom in to talk about that. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Jack?
What can you tell us about what's going to happen tonight at East Lansing High School?
Well, this is going to be a student and community vigil for Josh Eady. Just a horrific day that we've gone through in our community, in our high school community, in our football program, and everybody involved with it. It's just surreal. I mean, we just can't believe this happened. Starting last night when we got the word, the team started hearing late afternoon, and Coach Farocco, we with the parents, we got everybody over there at about 7:30 in the student union. And Jack, I've never gone through anything like this in my life. Seeing the pain in the faces of these young football players, they lost not only a dedicated teammate, but a really good friend who had this incredibly dry sense of humor. Just an engaging smile, and a great friend to a lot of these 46 football players, now 45, unfortunately. And it's been a long 24 hours. I'm just exhausted right now, but going out to Lindsay Adams Stadium tonight is probably going to be the best thing for me and for a lot of others as well.
You know, when you joined us Friday evening before the football game up in St. John's, you were talking about the loss of Josh Eady for that game and the fact that he was on his way to a funeral, and no one ever thought that we'd be talking about another funeral, and certainly not his, but on the way back in Missouri when this happened on Interstate 55?
Yeah, and you know, his mom was driving, his sister Whitney and Josh were ejected. It's my understanding it was early in the morning, so maybe they were sleeping, you know, and not buckled in. I really don't. I'll probably get more details tonight, but I have to also add some other horrific news that their father Charles Sr. passed away this afternoon as well. So that makes three losses in this tragedy, survived by Josh's brother and Josh's mom, who I believe has a broken hip. I'm not sure what the extent of her injuries are. And then there was another passenger in the car as well. So it's unbelievable. It puts everything in perspective. It's painful. I never hugged so many kids in my life last night, Jack, and every one of them for that moment was like a son.
So now we have six fatalities as a result of these crashes. We have Josh. We have his sister, Whitney, who was 22.
Right, and Charles Sr.
And her father taken off life support today, Charles Eady. And how many people other than that were in the car? How many altogether were in the car?
There's one. I think there was somebody else, and I haven't really identified who that was. Maybe I'll learn more tonight.
His brother, right? Wasn't it Josh's brother?
His brother was in there. His brother, then there was another girl, and I don't know.
There was a sister, Sophia. Sophia Nash, I believe her name is.
Yeah, well, I'm not familiar with Sophia. I knew who Whitney was. I mean, she came through East Lansing a few years ago, and Josh was But he was just a funny, funny guy. And my son Cody gave me so many Josh Eady stories, one-liners, he just cracked them up. And that's a very close football team, Jack, the East Lansing High. It's marked by literally a half and half ethnic division, black and white, yet it's a totally colorblind high school football team. It's just terrific environment and setup that they have over there, and Bill's done a terrific job. And
I'm a Bill Ferracco, the coach.
Yeah, and it's just been. I got a hand. I'm talking to Bill outside. I mean, we got the kids there. Some of the parents were there. We're trying to be supportive, and he's going to go in there. And I said, Bill, what are you going to tell him? He goes, I don't know. This is all new to me. There's
no manual.
There's nothing on this. And he, as I said in my blog today, he just winged it. And he did a terrific job doing it, of saying what you can say. But I can't even measure the pain that was in that room and the union. And I am concerned for a lot of kids that, for some of them, I don't think it's hit them yet.
Right. Yeah, your blog was outstanding today in lifeinlansing.com. I really appreciated that. And East Lansing High Principal Paula Steele talking about grief counselors on hand to help students and staff members, too, not just the students. So for a lot of people, there's no way to anticipate this. They're waiting for a teammate's return, and then they get news like this. When did your son Cody and the rest of the football team find out about this?
Well, this was about 6 o'clock, or 5:30 or 6, because my wife Tina called me, and I was over at my mom's house, and Cody was pretty upset about it. In fact, he got in the car and went over to the pit, the practice field, by himself. The infamous practice field that East Lansing had for a while, and had some other teammates over them before we corralled everybody and got them down to the school. A lot of them had a lot of different, this is where this communication these days, it's so rapid fire, It's like they don't, necessarily call. There's a lot of texting and Facebook. And, I also learned something else, Jack, about young people and their therapeutic ways of handling tragedy. Because you think, let's sit down and let's all talk about it, and we offered that opportunity last night. And we did a lot of hugging, but there wasn't a lot of talking. But the talking took place when they went home, because Facebook right now is a young person's method of communication. And the grieving process amongst themselves took place on Facebook. It was actually a terrific communication device to get through this. And it's different from a few decades ago, obviously, but it worked. Probably not across the board, but it helped a lot of them to get through last night. And I'm sure it'll be the case tonight, getting through tonight, because there's a lot of pain. We got a lot of tough moments coming up for us in this program. We got Friday night. We got senior night. We have the team banquet. I mean, we have a lot of these really emotional moments ahead for this football team, and we're going to have to reach each other to get through it.
Well, we would be remiss if we didn't mention that the three who were Okemos graduates were killed in a car accident Sunday, and they were on U.S. 23 in Green Oak Township. We're talking about Heather Comstock, Serena Seeger, and Matt Colstow. And the vehicle crossed the median and collided with an SUV in the opposite lane. And if you have seen either the video or the stills of that, one of the most horrific crashes you can imagine. It really gruesome looking footage here and photos. So it just shows once again, Tom, how precious and how tenuous life can be. And we worry about some of the silliest things, but, here today, gone tomorrow, and you have to appreciate everyone. And, they say give your kids a hug every night, and there's a reason they say that.
Oh, without question. Like I said, I hugged a lot of kids last night, hugged my kid a whole bunch of times. And then we get caught up, we were so all jacked up after that win, Friday night over over St. John's, and then I, on a personal level, you know, we're down at Michigan and lamenting that loss to Michigan State, which is a terrific victory for the Spartans. And yet, in the big picture, of life, and you know, it just seems pretty silly when you think about it. When you butt it up against what we went through last night.
And yet, I think that for a lot of people, they are able to get through things like this. No one is ever completely the same, but they have a much better chance to readjust and to remember because of things that they have done together, whether it's football or other opportunities where they've had a chance to interact, and they can cling to those moments, and they do remember something about the person that's special, and they can take that with them on through the rest of a football season, a school year, and last an awful long time.
Oh, without question. And I know on Facebook there's a lot of Josh Eadie stories today that were exchanged. I heard about them. I saw some of them. And that's the therapeutic way to go. And I'm sure, obviously, they're going to dedicate the season to Josh, and the team's going to figure out how they're going to do that this week. And they're going to reach down and get through this. Time is a healer, as they say, but it's going to take a hunk of time to get through this one, because this was a special kid, and his loss is a blow to everybody in this community.
You know, Josh, you know the spirit there, but for each of these young people, it's a flame, and you want this flame to burn brightly and not be extinguished. We talk about Heather Comstock from Okemos, and I know that she was a freshman at the University of Michigan. I know that she was planning a career stem cell research, and you know, you think of all the people that could have been touched, a lot who have been touched, no question about that, and you'll see that firsthand in less than an hour at Lynn C. Adams Stadium. But in terms of these young lives, there's no way to get them back. I guess the thing is to remember what their spirit was and to try to honor that in some way.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I got to tip my hat to the Okemos people. I mean, on the cable station, they're showing all-day replay of the East Lansing-Okemos game. I've seen it all day long. And Josh is out there full of life, you know, number 65 making plays. And hats off to the Okemos people for doing that. That's and they're going through their own kind of grief over there. So it's really tough times, Jack, and but we'll get through it, and my condolences and prayers to the folks over involved in that Okemos tragedy as well.
Our hearts go out to everyone in these two situations, and I guess we still have some people who are seriously injured, and we hope that they make it through okay. Tom Crawford, our guest, and he is my Saturday morning co-host, the Jack and Tom Show. You can join us Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m., and we'll have a lot of fun, Tom. But in the meantime, get over to Lynn C. Adams Stadium and do what you can to help some people.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jack, for having me on.
All right. We will be back with our final segment. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.